Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests to have a story to tell. Guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Innovation Podcast, your source for all things innovation. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Nick Frederick on the line. He's president over at Rebar Technology. Nick, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Adam.
All right, Nick, so I'm excited to get into today's topic. We're going to talk about subscription management software. What kind of business owners is that appropriate for? A lot of them listening to this right now, and they've heard about it, but maybe they don't know exactly how it works. So we're going to get into that. But before we do, just to set the stage, if you will, let's get into Rebar Technology. Tell us a little bit more about your company, please.
Yeah, so Rebar Technology is, as it sounds, a technology solutions provider for the subscription space. Our name loosely stands for Recurring Billing and Revenue Technology Solutions.
And who doesn't like reoccurring billing? I love it. I'm in. Let's just dive right into today's topic. So subscription management software, as a business owner myself, I mean, we all hear about this. Like, you should have some type of subscription model. Is it like, that's a good thing. Reoccurring revenue. Like, it's the holy grail for many businesses. Not everybody has it figured out. It can be complicated if you never did it. So,
right.
I mean, where do you want to start with this topic? It's a big one.
Yeah, I would say, you know, just why should someone consider that model if they haven't already is, you know, always the one of the best starting questions there. You know, I think there's probably two main reasons. One is that obviously the CFOs love it, right? Who doesn't want that recurring predictable revenue stream coming in every month and being able to run your business, having a better idea of where that cash is coming from month after month, right? I mean, who wouldn't want that? I think the other one that just more prevalent in today's very competitive market for consumers is opportunities to continuously engage with your end customer. So, you know, that we've seen this it play out in loyalty programs over several decades here, everything from fuel to groceries and those sorts of things. But in today's market, getting your customer to come back again and again, you know, for retailers in particular, has always been a challenge, right? You got to keep selling those widgets month over month. But if you can come up with a model that promotes and encourages a continuously engaging relationship with your end consumer, you know, that's good for the long term as well. So I think it's got a lot of different angles that are worth looking at.
That's awesome. And what kind of, and I know this is a broad question, but I just want to shake maybe some of the perception of what some of the people listening are thinking. What kind of companies can this service be right for? Because I know you've seen a lot, and some people are like, oh, that's great, but I'm not a consumer brand product. I'm not selling people candy bars or health bars, I should say, or whatever it is. And they're like, I don't think that'll work for us. Like, what have you seen?
It's very interesting. Just in the last, probably mostly past 5 years, we've just seen some very interesting models of people playing with subscriptions for their business in ways that you would have traditionally just never thought of. A couple of examples that I like to use are the automotive space. You can subscribe to cars now. Ford got into that space. Volvo and others have been experimenting with offering their very high-priced product in a way that is easy to consume through a monthly subscription. If you look at Volvo's product, you can go out there, select your car, get some, you know, customize it, and then sign up for a monthly subscription that gives you the car, the vehicle, the insurance, the maintenance, all kind of wrapped up into one thing. So, you know, who would have ever thought that that would be a model that works, but their program has really taken off. Another just out there example that I've seen is Dyson got into the vacuum space in subscribing to vacuums in Japan. So you could pay this monthly fee and get a vacuum shipped to you, and you know, the maintenance and everything was included in it. But I just think there's been some really creative ways to look at how a, you know, product or service that was traditionally looked at as not something conducive to a recurring relationship can in some cases actually work.
That's amazing. And at the end, I'll tell you, it's funny that you say that, because I one of the reasons we did it over here is, and I guess this is going to sound self-promotional plug, I didn't mean it to be, but I just want to give a random example for the audience, we did it. So we have one product that's pretty, like, it doesn't cost that much. It's editing podcast episodes, charged $49.99. So we didn't want to, as a company, have to deal with some of our, like, some of the things. It's like just even getting an invoice, we don't want to deal with the invoice every week for $49.99. So instead of doing that, we have a reoccurring model to where it's like, and it's not mandatory, but we do give a that's a discount based on doing that, because we know you're going to send your audio every week. You do it every week. Like, why do we have to keep doing this like invoice or reoccurring or getting these emails and this and that? Just doesn't make sense. So even for some companies that, like, and I don't know any other podcast editing services that do this. Maybe there are some, but we just did it because I was like, this is annoying. We got $49.99 invoice coming in, this and that. I'm like, everybody else does subscriptions. Let's just do a subscription and see what our clients like. And they love it. Like, that's the funny part. It's like, they're like, oh, it's so easy. I don't have to deal with it. It's done. I send it. It feels like I'm like, they feel like they're sending it to their back office when they send the audio. So there's no, like, it's seamless. So, at the end of this, I'm going to give you the opportunity to leave your, you know, your website, because there's going to be some people that are excited about this and they want to connect. What is the best, what is the right type of fit in terms of client, whether it's for Rebar, whether it's size of company, whether it's industry, like what kind of stuff like that? What's a good fit?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, there is a lot of honestly great subscription platform companies out there that serve very different kinds of markets and very different needs. And, you know, if you're talking about a startup kind of business, you know, you could be looking at, you know, offering from Stripe or Square or Recurly or something like that. Those, you know, those are great solutions for startup, because you can go to their website, put in your credit card, and you're off and running with the subscription platform. We were kind of born an offshoot of a consulting company called WCAPR Consulting Group, which focuses on the Fortune 1000, larger organizations, and helps with payments and retail technologies and things like that. So where we really focus as a business is subscription companies that have grown or are growing and might be getting a little bit more complicated, more business rules, looking to expand and be more flexible, and therefore need their technology and operations to be able to grow along with that. That's really our bread and butter. Our solutions are pretty customized for each merchant that we work with, so we're not an out-of-the-box SaaS platform per se. We're really more of a customized approach. But we do it in a very scalable, flexible, and modular type way that allows us to, you know, be very cost effective and efficient, also very quick at the same time. So, you know, if it's that type of merchant that finds themselves processing probably north of $500,000 a year and up, you know, we're a good one to talk to as they continue to grow their business. But yeah, that's kind of where we focus as an organization.
That's awesome. Any particular industries, or is it kind of across the board? It's more like revenue and volume.
Yeah, we play in a lot of different industries. Certainly, OTT or the streaming type services are very popular right now. Kind of exponential growth as a result, certainly of COVID, has been a catalyst for that. So we do a lot in that digital services kind of space, gaming and things like that. Insurance, we have a lot of experience with a lot of different types of insurance products, but even physical goods as well, Box of the Month clubs and those sorts of things. So a pretty wide variety of experience in that space.
Fantastic. Well, Nick, if somebody is listening to this right now and they want to learn more about Rebar, I mean, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, they can certainly head over to our website, rebartechnology.com, and fill out the form there. But, you know, like I said, we like to talk to our merchants and take that consultative approach. So I would encourage them to send us a note and let's set up a conversation. They can email info@rebartechnology.com, or like I said, go to the website, fill out the form. But we'd love to talk with them.
Fantastic. Well, Nick, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background and all the great stuff you're doing over at Rebar. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review on the Apple iTunes store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Innovation, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments in the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Nick, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Adam.